This is Caitlin DeSylvie and Miney Smith. It is the 26th of October, 2007, and we are doing this interview for the University of Montana Archives. So we're going to begin by asking our interviewees to tell us what is your name and when and where you were born.
My name is Theola Dufresne. And I was born in Dickinson, North Dakota, on June 1st, 1925.
And? I was born right here in Milltown, in September 9th, 1923.
Say your name.
Leo Dufresne.
Great. And how long have you lived in Milltown?
All my life.
I've lived here since in the first year of 46, first month of 46.
And did your family live here before?
Yes.
Yeah. And how? Yeah. When did they come?
Oh, brother. Well.
Or where did they come from?
Well, they came from Frenchtown area. Uh-huh. And my dad, mom was born in Frenchtown. My dad was born in Canada. And they lived in, his folks had a ranch in 9 Mile. And my mother lived right in Frenchtown.
And did they move to Milltown for work then, before you were born?
Yes. Dad started working at the old Western Mill, and then he moved up to the Anaconda Company.
And probably in about 1920.
So before the mill, the Western closed, he changed?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes. I got to think. He had three brothers living here in Milltown, and one sister living in Milltown, and a sister and a brother living in 6 Mile.
This was your father's
yes.
family. Okay. And then, so, your family, were you one of, how many children were in your family?
There was one boy and two girls. And the two girls live in Missoula. And my brother passed away. He was living in Stevensville.
So you lived in Milltown all your life, so you haven't gone away and come back.
Just during the war.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Which house did you say you were born in?
The one on the end of the street.
It's Laguna, right?
212.
Yes.
212 Laguna. 212.
Just two houses down? Three houses down?
It'd be the third house.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how long did you live in that house? Your whole childhood? When did your family or you leave that one?
Well, I lived there until I went into service in 43. Mm-hmm. And I was born right there in the house.
Mm-hmm. And did you work at the mill or did you work?
Yeah. I worked for Anaconda and Champion, and then I went to work for the Bonner School.
What did you do for Anaconda? What were your jobs there?
Well, Anaconda, I worked on the dry chain. And then,
is that different from the green chain, or is it?
Yeah, it's lumber that comes out of the dry kiln.
Oh.
And then you
Okay.
Sorted. And then I went to work for the... another fella started the lamp plant, making laminated beams for Anaconda.
Was that in the 60s that they did that? No, we'd be before that.
No, I'd say about the 60s, something like that. It's hard to remember all those things.
Well, was that Champion that made the laminated beams?
Yes.
Yeah, so that would have been the 60s, yeah.
When I worked for Anaconda, I was working on the dry chain and loading cars, lumber in cars.
So, Ciola, did you work at the mill or do anything?
I don't do nothing.
They had a handful of jobs for women, didn't they, at some point?
I worked at the Western Montana Bank until after he came home from the service, and then I stayed home and worked at home. Yeah.
So, tell us a little bit about how you met, maybe, and when you came to live here.
We met in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we got married... December 22nd, 1945, when he came home from New York, wasn't it? And then he was supposed to go back and be discharged. But he didn't come back for 3 months, and we didn't know where he was at.
Oh, that must have been...
I got back, and they needed water tenders for a destroyer escorting USS Helena to England. So they shanghaied me on the destroyer. When she heard from me, it was from England.
Oh, goodness.
No, we got the mail. We didn't get mail until just before he came home. His mother and I, we were all frantic. We didn't know what to do. But I was glad we didn't have all this news coverage and TV and stuff during those times, because it would have been harder.
Yes.
So you grew up... where you went to the same high school, so you both at Missoula County High School there. Okay.
And we moved to Great Falls in 1936, I think it was. And then we moved over here to Missoula in 40 or 41.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, that's where we met, was in high school.
And do you have children? Or?
Yes, we have three boys. Larry, Jerry, and Dwayne. And they all live real close by us, so...
In Milltown?
Two in Milltown, one in Pillsville.
Okay.
Did any of them end up working at the mills? Three generations?
Larry did, didn't he, for a while? In high school? Maybe not.
I don't think so.
Oh, dear.
no career mill people. Okay.
From your perspective, what's the biggest change you've seen here in the last 50 years?
Or
70 years.
The biggest change is this that's going on right now. Then we moved our beautiful river. We had such a beautiful spot back here. Fishing, boating, I mean, every kind of recreation you would want. And it's all been removed.
Because the river level is...
No, because of the dam.
Right, but the river level has dropped so much.
From the dam.
From the dam, yeah.
What is your understanding of what will be left there when they're done?
Not much.
High will it be?
Very little. You can go stand on the bridge now and look down and you can see the bottom of the river.
Yes.
So it's not going to be the same.
There used to be 30-some feet of water right by the old bridge, and now... I don't know if there's 12 feet.
Did you have a little dock down there?
Yes. Oh, we had a real beautiful area down there. And the sunsets. You know, the sun comes through the valley and to the bridge, and it had the most beautiful reflection in the river. It was gorgeous. Yeah.
So was that a pretty important part of your day-to-day life?
That's right.
So maybe just talk a little bit about the kinds of things you used to do in the river and around there.
Fish.
Okay.
Swim.
fish and swim and ice skate. We used to get good ice years ago when us kids were on the river all the time. But then we duck hunted up the river.
And the boys would always, you know, during Christmas vacation, that they'd go ice skating. They'd live in their skates all day, come in the house with them, want to eat them. Yeah.
It must have been a pretty special childhood to have that right out your back door. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Goodness.
Oh, we did. We'd go make fox and goose rings. Remember? You remember that? And the kids would get their skates on and then they'd play. I mean, we had a lot of time.
University kids used to come out and build a rink and play hockey back here, too.
Uh-huh. Right down below your place there? So that was the prime ice ground there? Okay. So was the life on that your boys had playing on the river, was it pretty similar to the way you had been as a kid? Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So did you tend to use this water rather than go to the reservoir behind the dam?
We went all over. Mm-hmm. All over. Oh, that was beautiful. That was a beautiful wetlands up there. In fact, we had one party come and interview us, and when he moved to town, he had been asked if he'd like to go see the Milltown
cesspool.
He said, "It's beautiful." I said, "Yes." And we have eaten fish, the ducks, the kids have gotten crawdads. I mean, they've eaten everything out of that river. And none of us have ever been sick. It hasn't been any problem whatsoever.
Did you know of or hear of Riverside Park?
Used to be down by the dam.
It wasn't much. I mean, it was just an area that people used to go camp there once in a while. They've got the park, the Griles trailer courts in there now.
Okay, that's where it is.
He took his sister down there and she learned to drive down there. He got out of the car though, let her drive.
It was just a little dirt road that wandered in and out.
There wasn't much to it.
I'd sit by the tree and let her drive around.
So when did it disappear? When the trailer court came in, or
Actually, didn't you know that part that's dug out? Didn't that used to be part of it? Remember when they dug out all that?
Well, they dug that out for Grile.
No.
You mean where the company filled?
Yeah.
They took the ashes and stuff out of the burner and dumped it down there and filled that all in.
Was that Champion that did that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just care to get back to the river, maybe.
Yeah.
Kind of curious when you realized that what was going on with the reservoir and the sort of the contamination there. And was that something that you might have known about before 1981 when they had their big discovery? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
the houses over near the Clarksburg, when it watered, it turned the houses yellow on the outside.
Oh, okay, but from the yellow water?
From the surface water.
But it was just all on that side of the highway. We've never had a problem with our water. Our water's wonderful.
And you've still got fine water.
Oh,
never
wonderful.
Had any problems, though. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Except they're going to put the pipes and stuff down farther because they're worried about us not having water or what there'll be when they let more water.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So as far as your neighbors over there, though, was it sort of always understood the water was a little funny, maybe?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the other side of it, railroad tracks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Was that something people were worried about, or?
They didn't seem to. Took it as a part of life, I guess, as well. Yeah. I can say that they did.
Yeah. So you have quite the perspective on sort of the last 20 years of trying to make a decision about what to do and all that. And sort of what do you think about what's happening now and how it's all shaking out?
We're not very happy about it. Because it's just, first of all, it was supposed to be the way Lewis and Clark, you know, they're going to, well, it's not close to what Lewis and Clark.
The look of the restored river, that's what they said?
They're changing everything. Yeah. They've got a lot of work, but it's all for money, and actually the water down in Missoula in the river is worse than the contamination here.
Just in the river?
Right.
Meeting I went to, they stated that the contamination right at the dam, the water, the levels weren't as high, but as you went farther and farther towards Butte and Anaconda is where the big problem was. And there's sediments there, sure, I'll agree with that, but it hasn't affected us in any way.
Were you affected when the interstate went in? Did that change Milltown at all?
Yes, this house right here used to be over where the interstate is. And then that one. And then there's two houses down on, I think it's called Juniper Drive, the road that goes to the dam. There's two houses that are up high. They're quite similar, two white houses. And they were removed from over there for the... And then we tried to tell them about that the interstate was built over a dump. He said, oh, we know about Bauer's dump. And they said, no. This other fellow spoke up. He says, no, we had our own dump. They wouldn't believe us. He says, I know, because he says, I took garbage over there all the time.
No.
Yeah.
And company, the mills, all the stuff.
So we're talking about the change in the with the interstate coming in, and
that didn't really affect us that much. It was more the houses that were removed. They had most of them were able to buy them back, or somehow I don't know how all the arrangements were.
So, do you actually own the land under?
Yes, we do.
And have you done that from the beginning? Or?
No, it happened.
Just
2 years ago, just before all this other stuff.
2 years ago.
Oh, we were grateful for that.
Because most of the land, the houses in Milltown,
belong to the mill.
Belong to the mill, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we paid yearly rent, which was cheap.
So what would a yearly rent?
Well, it started out at $20, and what were we paying at the last? Maybe 70.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
couldn't do anything better than that.
Yeah.
But we did. They were very generous with us, with the land, and had a good deal. So,
have most people bought the land?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all did. We had a big group. Well, we had a meeting, and of course, you always have to have these meetings.
Yeah.
And they had two or three people in charge, and they were the ones that went through all the organization of getting it done. Legally and everything.
Yeah. Okay, great.
So, Leo, when you were a child, can you just describe what this street would have looked like and how it's different today?
It's not much different.
The new house across the street's way different.
Yeah.
What about the way people kept their houses up or that kind of thing? Is it changed much? Or?
Yes, well, like the house next to Duane's, he's remodeled that house. There used to be a house in front of that one, but then they moved in this trailer house. They took the other one down. It had caught fire and different things, so they took it down. But basically, and the house in the corner was remodeled. Well, you have to after all these years. And
That was, at one time, was a service station.
The one on the corner.
Oh, because the highway was...
had a gas pump and... But that was the main highway then.
Then we had the big field where the workers could have wood dropped off And then they'd come and get it up and chop it up for their winter use. Yeah. So there'd be piles of wood all over, and all the children would come over here and play, and they'd build forts out of the people's wood. People would come out and they'd go, what happened?
Where was the field?
Right past the fence towards the mill.
Where the log yard is now.
We have a photograph.
And they'd get out there and play cowboys and Indians and hide and go seek.
But
that was Anaconda that provided the wood. Did Champion do that?
Yes, Champion did too for a while until they put gas in.
Yeah.
Which would have been in the early
Most
60s.
Everybody burned wood and before the gas came in. Uh-huh.
I don't think that would... We have some aerial photographs here, and I don't know that that one actually captures what we're talking about there.
Did the mill do other things for you? Did they give you things at Christmas, or did they...
See, the lumberyard is over in here.
They, for a long time, gave turkeys up for Christmas. Uh-huh. And then when... That's when Anaconda was there, and Champion, the ones that worked there, they gave us either a package of cigarettes or a cigar for Christmas.
Oh. One cigar.
Did you go to the use the company store for your groceries, or did you use the
We didn't. They had one up there, but we... Oscar Hemgren had a store here, and we used to...
And see, it opened up onto Highway 10. Well, then when Disbrow's got it, they opened it up to face Highway 200, and now that Bobby Sean has it, well, and then it got changed somewhere along the line so that it's facing south, would that be?
Yeah.
So it's had three different entrances.
Yeah.
But it was a very nice store, handy store. Yeah.
So you could get everything you needed in Milltown.
We did most of our shopping in town when we, you know, would go, but we didn't go that often. Uh-huh. So, but we always patronized them to a point.
So when you were a child, did you speak French in your family?
I never did. My older brother did quite a bit, but I could understand a lot of it, but I never did. I wasn't one for speaking much anyway.
Were there a lot of families from different places around you then?
Mm-hmm.
Even when you moved in, what was the like?
Okay, the one house, they were Finlanders. What were Johnsons? I don't know. Well, they would have been Swedes or Norwegians.
Yeah.
And Kyles, I don't know what they were. And Doucet's, of course, were French. And then she was Finlander. And he was Swede. And what Bushes were, I don't remember. Oh, and Kinnan, or Elma, Niskanen's, what they were. I mean, the others, I'm not sure.
They were Finns.
Were they Finns, too? Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was kind of a mixture here.
Yeah.
But all
they had
nice people.
For this plumbing outfit or heating outfit was a big pool hall, and they had a dance floor on top, and they called it the French, and the Harrow's Club was the Finlanders. They had their own bars.
So the French was this one year.
Mm-hmm. Was that a place you'd go as a child or young man often? Or
No, by then it was kind of gone, wasn't it?
Yeah, it burned. By the time I got old enough to go to the bars or anything.
Yeah. That way, then there was the Midway bar, right across behind the store, across from the store, used to be the Midway bar. And then the post office used to be in the big double-story house. Mm-hmm. That belongs to our son, one of our sons now.
Oh.
Hmm. So everything was handy. It was real. Yeah.
So you walked to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you have a car early on, or did you?
Not right away.
No.
We ended, our first car was a 35 Dodge. And, of course, all the big trucks and that, they'd screech their brakes because they could only one go across the bridge at a time. Mm-hmm. So, and our highway was right here. And actually, everything worked out fine. Of course, there weren't the many cars that mm-hmm. there are now.
Has the sense of community changed over time? I mean, it sounds like when you were growing up,
we knew everybody.
And now we know nobody.
Oh, we do. We know some, but not as many. And of course, once your children grow and get out of school, you lose contact with the new people that come in. So.
What are there a lot of younger families living in this area now? How would you describe who
there's
your neighbors
only one
are?
There's actually only one real young, no, there's two young families, three. Tony and the ones across that just had a baby, and then the trailer and the people in back. They're all youngers. Yeah. We're the old ones here.
Do you have any of your friends still here in the area, or?
Well, we have Alan and Vic. actually, so many have gone.
Yeah,
they've passed on. Our best friends have all passed on, and our families. So we just have our regular family now, our own family.
Were you involved in other community activities when you were, you know, in the 40s and 50s,
Yes,
like with churches or the
Mostly with the school, you know, PTA and baseball and softball and what else? Not much. Hunting, fishing.
Were your boys Boy Scouts or?
Pardon?
Did they do Boy Scouts or any?
Oh, Boy Scouts. Oh, definitely. Yes, I forgot the Boy Scouts. In fact, Ilona and I, they had birthday calendars for the school this 1 year. Well, they kept on having it for a while. And, of course, we got on the committee that we had to go and ask for donations. Well, then when we'd go ask for donations for scouts or baseball, well, they got to know us pretty well to where when we just go in shopping, they say, now what do you want?
Let's see. So, we've talked a little bit. We're kind of skipping around here about the dam and the powerhouse. But do you have specific memories of that area, the dam and?
Well, yeah, I mean, us kids practically lived. We fished by the dam all the time, and then used to be able to go through, and they had a swinging bridge you could walk across and go in that little tunnel lake, we called it, on the other side of the old Milwaukee track. Used to warm up early in the spring, and we'd go over there swimming all the time. That was our swimming hole.
See, that's now filled with contaminated soil that they took out
quite a few years ago. About half of it, they took soil from in front of the dam and dumped it in there.
They lined it with plastic, you know, that black.
Yeah.
Plastic first. But they took away that nice swimming hole.
Did your boys used to go down there too?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, my, yes.
That tunnel's got all our names carved in cement.
Does it? Okay. Yeah. So you and your children.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. That'd actually be a neat thing to go find.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's names of all the different ones from out here. Unless they've covered them over.
They've painted a lot of graffiti in there now. They've got it all sprayed.
When's the last time you went down there to that area?
Been ages for me. Been a long time.
It's only been three or four years ago since I got a boat down here, and I used to go over there quite often. It hasn't been too many years since I was over there.
So you'd go over and fish
Yeah.
Right, in the reservoir there. Mm-hmm. What kinds of fish would you catch and would you eat them?
Mainly northern pike. Mm-hmm. And we liked them better than trout. Got so I never even caught trout anymore. I'd just go after the pike.
That was in the later years.
How do you prepare a pike? What's the best way to eat it?
Well, I'll tell you what. You skin them and you fillet them and get the bones all out. And then I deep fat fry them or just pan fry them. Oh, it's very good. They're not fishy. They're white, delicate meat. Uh-huh. They aren't a pretty fish, but boy, they're sure good eating.
Would you catch them right out here in the Blackfoot as well?
We have in the later years. Mm-hmm. It used to be they weren't in here, but they've worked their way down and from all the way up above. Mm-hmm. We catch them up at the different lakes and things too.
I suppose with the dam out, you might get some fish coming up that couldn't come up before. That's possible.
Well, I don't know.
Will you? I don't.
But most of them come from up above, from the Blackfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Down the drainage.
The whitefish and bull trout and cutthroat and them will move on up. Now, the whitefish used in the fall when they were spawning, they'd come up against the dam, and everybody go down there and catch whitefish because it'd be all up against the dam. Mm-hmm. But they'll be moving on up the river now.
Did you ever have problems with flooding living so close?
With what?
Flooding?
No.
No. Since we've been here years ago, they had
a big flood.
Pretty good flood. There was some old buildings down closer to the water, and it washed them out.
But they
just... Last night they talked about that ice jam that come down to the Milltown Dam. It never got past Bonner, never got here at all, but on TV they said it come down. Mm. They thought it was going to wash out the dam. Well, it never come close to the dam.
That was in 96?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, the ice went clear up to the highway. I mean, it just bubbled up and went clear to the highway. Yes. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Above Bonner.
Yeah.
Yes.
It didn't even bother the dam at the mill. See, the mill always had a little dam up there, and it didn't even get that far. We were standing up here, because we're up above the river quite a ways, and we were standing here waiting to watch it come.
Right.
Sheriff's Department over across the way with their bullhorn. Get down there, get out there. You're going to get hit by the ice, no, blah, blah. They kept yelling at us. Finally, my one son yelled. He says, you'll get it before we do. We thought they'd come and say something to us personally, but they never did. But we were, no way could we be touched by it.
Yeah. And was there any other year where you remember the ice doing that?
Not
really
that.
Kind of a freak thing, wasn't it?
That was really,
It
backed up at that five... about 5 miles up, there's a bridge, right?
No,
it came further.
It came down just above. Well, just on the curve from Bonner.
Yeah,
just out.
That's where
of
it
Bonner,
got blocked
by that big cliff. Mm-hmm. It stopped right there.
Yeah. See, they used to have in the river. What were they called? And they were kind of. They had sides so that when the logs would come down, they wouldn't jam. They'd
break up the log jams.
And I think that those kind of stopped the ice too. Yes. But anyway, it just went up clear to the highway. Yeah, people were out there walking all over on it. I didn't.
It's a little scary, yeah.
Yes.
When did they take the logs out of the river? When did they stop doing the log drives?
When the Western closed down. They used to, they had pilings and a spur on the other side of the river, and they used to dump logs right across the river and run them down to the mill.
So you said your father switched from the Western to Anaconda. Did he not like working for the Western, or he just...
They just closed it up.
Oh. When it closed down, he moved up.
Okay, yeah.
We have the picture, well, our son has it now, he gave it to him, of the Western. It's great, one of those great big long ones. In fact, Jack Demons had it out at the university, and we finally got it back from him because we wanted that.
Oh.
And the boys did, so. Beautiful, beautiful picture. Yeah.
I wonder if it would be possible to get a picture of it, a picture of the picture.
Oh, I'm sure.
Sure he could.
I wonder when they had the fire up around Sealy. My son's got a cabin on Nine Heads, and he brought the picture home because he's got it up there. But
they
I don't
know.
They could
have taken it back up again. I don't know. We'd have to find out.
Might have taken
it. I could probably have him take a picture
of
it.
That would be wonderful. Yeah. Because there are fewer pictures of the Western.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Then there are the
the other.
So what do you think this area will be like in 50 years, if you imagine ahead?
It's kind of scary because you don't know what's going to go on with all this open space and open. Oh, and there's all the more housing and more housing. It just, we've had such, you might say, almost like a private life out here. Mm-hmm. I used to complain because the county wouldn't do anything for us in the wintertime, plowing and things like that. But, you know, now when I look back, I'm grateful they didn't because it was sure peaceful compared to now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just different.
Do you think the mill will survive?
I have no idea.
It keeps getting cut back.
Yeah, I doubt it, because every year it's going to get worse and worse.
It's been going downhill for quite steadily. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
we just don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The housing that's proposed would actually be right at the end of Pierce.
No. I don't know. I had understood that he was going to move the houses that are right up in Bonner on the left-hand side,
mm-hmm.
that they were going to be put, I thought, behind the houses that on the...
Behind the school?
Behind the school, yeah.
Yeah.
Up that, there's an area, because there used to be houses up in there.
So nothing on this side of the road is proposed yet for...
I don't think that log yard is there.
No, the log yard is empty. That hasn't been disputed yet. I don't know what they're going to do.
There was rumors that the railroad wanted to put...
In a spur.
Some substation or something in there. But I
haven't. And then this other fellow, this Cooney, he's talking about maybe getting, I don't know, but he's got big ideas. But then he bought that across the river. And then last night, one party said, well, he'd heard they were going to move the houses from Bonner over there. Well, that, they might not make it.
This is the piece of land that Simpson uses for a log yard across the river. Is
yeah.
that just for the
case? Well, actually, it's up on the mountain, uh-huh. part of the mountain, because it's right behind the...
It's not, well, I don't know. By any of the mountain, it's just a flat.
We don't know for sure.
Between the river and West Riverside, it's where the woods are, log yard. They don't use it anymore. And I don't know what he's going to do with that.
We just don't know what's going to be.
There's an awful lot of uncertainty to live
there
in.
There is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I quit going to meetings because it's too frustrating, and I know there's some people that keep encouraging, come on, you got to keep coming, even from the Fish and Game and places like that, but I don't know. It's too irritating. It's just like all of a sudden everybody wants to tell us what to do. They're going to improve our lifestyle. We don't know how. I mean, as far as we're concerned, it's gone the other way.
Uh-huh. Like this is... Yeah, they keep telling you it's an opportunity for great things to happen.
But, yeah, but what?
I guess that, yeah.
I think the most disturbing part for a lot of us out here is so many people don't really know where Milltown is. They think everything's Bonner out here.
Hmm.
You know, and there is a distinction, and it even says Milltown. But
so how would you describe the difference between...
Well, Milltown is right here in uh-huh. this vicinity. Bonner is up past the school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Of course, the person starting the Bonner, you know, everything... That's just... Everything's built on Bonner. But everything right here is Milltown.
Mm-hmm. And it's pretty mm-hmm. distinct little
yeah.
place.
But yet they say the town pumps in Milltown or in Bonner on the radio, on TV.
So was there a special on TV last night that was talking about?
No, but it was just on the news. Yeah. What's his name?
I am.
Huh?
What's his first name?
Oh.
Oh, it's not that important, I guess. Here I am going off.
Yeah, it was on the news. I mean, we sit here, liar, liar.
So what do you think the area down at the confluence will be like? What would you like to see there?
Well, you know, we go up on the tunnel and have looked down, and it's amazing what they have done, but I could care less.
Mm.
My home's right up here,
mm-hmm.
but it's different.
Yeah. Would you have liked to see them keep the powerhouse there?
Yes.
What do you think should have happened with it, or...
You know, there were so many even false stories about the dam itself. It is old, but it was doing fine. And they talk about the crack in the dam. That is where a walkway used to be.
They always show where the cement's broke. It's an old walkway that used to go out to the island. They don't. It has nothing to do with the dam.
Oh.
But they show that all the time, how it's cracked.
There used to be an island below the dam, and it had trees on it, and the guys would go over there, get over there fishing, but then in time it's been washed away.
Oh, so that pier thing that runs out between the... below the powerhouse and the spillway,
mm-hmm.
that's the bit that was actually a little walkway to the island?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't realize that. I don't think I've ever seen a photo that shows that.
There used to be a little wooden bridge from the mainland out to that island, too.
Oh.
See, that's long ago.
You can see the pilings out there where the wooden bridge went.
Huh. When did that get washed away?
Been quite a few years since that.
Why or not? I have no idea what happened.
Well, when they made that new spillway,
it washed
it out.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
And they always had lovely homes down there for the workers. Beautiful homes.
Oh, mm-hmm. even
right
for those.
For the park.
The park is.
Were you friends with anyone who worked down there or lived in those houses?
Oh, yes. There was
Hathaway.
Well, that was way back. Yeah, Hathaway's.
Audrey's
and then
Dad worked down there.
What's Bob's Hand? Oh, Bob Hand's dad. I mean, that family, they lived down there. Bob Hand, he lives over on the West Riverside somewhere. And his folks lived down there, and he did too. He was brought up down there. And at the meetings, we tried to tell them that crack was what it was from, but they wouldn't listen to us.
So Bob Hand in West Riverside, we actually haven't mm-hmm. talked to anybody who lived in that.
Oh yeah, they lived right down there.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
and was he your age? When you were growing up?
No, he's younger, but not my. How old would Bob?
Bob's younger.
Yeah, he would be. Well, he'd be in his 60s, I'm sure.
Mm.
So he worked for for Montana Power.
His dad did.
His dad did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you know Emmett Smith and his family?
Oh, Emmett Smith, yes.
Mm-hmm. We talked to him.
Did you?
Yeah.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was that area there, the kind of park-like area above the reservoir, was that an area you used to go for picnics or anything like that?
Not then. It was more before you get to the dam, where the trailer court's at now.
Okay. That was where you would go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We could go down at the dam, though, anytime, go through it. And I mean, it was always, if we wanted to. And then there was quite a driveway down, and then the park and the fish,
mm-hmm.
you know, right down below by the dam. Yeah.
If they're going to you know, they're trying to save pieces of the powerhouse. What do you think should happen with that, or is that?
I could care less.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. They all have these big expectations at the meetings that all these, oh, they're going to be just have tourists come from all over to see all this and that. And well, we'll see. I don't know. We just don't bother anymore. We just had to just let go, and what's going to happen is going to happen.
Uh-huh. It's happening pretty fast now, though, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
How has it affected just your day-to-day life, having all the work going on there?
Oh, we hear them in the mornings before we get up.
What time do they start banging?
Oh, around 8. Yes. Depends on the weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we heard that, we stood on the bridge because we were a little early, and I just thought that must be an amazing noise to listen to all day.
We had one family down here that they've had quite a struggle because they've wanted to take their garage down and all this to fix this extra bridge while they do work on the A200.
Oh.
And it's been a runaround for them. But they finally, and the guy said, oh, you can sign the papers. And he said, nope, I'm not signing any papers until I get the contract that they have promised me for my new garage when they're through. Because they're cutting right through their yard.
Is there anybody who's excited about having all this extra yard running down to the river that you know of? Or is there... Because we noticed somebody had cleared their patch already.
Mm-hmm. we had thought of it, but boy, those weeds are tough.
Oh, they are.
And we figure by keeping those, it'll keep people out.
Uh-huh.
Because it's hard to walk through. Yes. Because we have had some that have come through. My son down there has had trouble with some. And kids come up, and they come from across the river. In fact, we were sitting here eating supper, and two guys go down the street. And I thought, their pants are wet. And so Duane got up and he ran home, and here they had come through his yard, up the riverbank, through his yard, and drug their boat up.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Oh. And
went
where
to go
is
get
your
the
son's
car.
House?
At the very the end house.
This is the house you actually were born in. Your son lives in it now. Oh, okay.
And he told him, he said, you know, you had no business. This is private property. And he said, well, we had him. He said, there's a boat launch, and you couldn't help but see it across the river. But see, their car must have been parked up here somewhere.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
He said, well, it won't happen again. He said, well, it better not, because this is private property.
So when the river was higher, you never had problems with that? Because the
no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was more... enclosed, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Let's see. I just wanted to ask one more quick question about when you when the mill changed from Anaconda to Champion. Was there a difference in? I mean, did that just was that a smooth transition?
It was pretty smooth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did everybody get hired? That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's carried on from what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In fact, when Champion took over, they hired, because they did a lot more, they started laminating beams and plywood and this and that, so they hired a lot more people.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's pretty much the questions we had. If there's anything else you want to share for... posterity.
I can't think of anything like that. Well, we have had every kind of animal practically around here.
Oh.
Beavers, muskrats.
Oh,
in fact, beavers, we had to put wire around our trees and things, even up here on the bank, because they were coming up after them. And across the way, there used to be a lot of trees, but they've taken them all down. Except that one poor tree, why they never bothered it, it's, of course, there's nothing left to it. Can't call it a tree, I don't think.
Would you ever get bears or anything coming down along the riverbank?
Yes, bears. We had moose in my son's yard. Deer used to come up in the wintertime and come up in the driveway.
They'd come across the ice and then come over to eat in the brush on the edge of the river. You see a lot of deer.
And Leo rescued dogs from the ice. Dogs would fall in. And so he always had his boat handy with the rope on it, and he'd go out. And sometimes they used just ladders and sleds to go out and rescue the dogs. We had one dog that he rescued him, and brought him in the house and got him, you know, kind of sponged off and dried off and turned him loose. He went right back out there again.
Oh.
So then Leo brought him back in, and we kept him in again for a while. Then he took him down. He was trying to go across the... So he took him down to the bridge so he could go across the bridge.
Did you ever have a kid go through the ice when you were skating?
Yes. Oh. I pulled a few out.
And you know, the
only... In fact, I went in a few times under the train bridge. The old coal-burning engines used to dump their clinkers when they went across, so that ice wasn't frozen solid.
Oh.
We'd go like heck, and your foot would go through, and then you'd dive in.
Oh, goodness.
We used to get wet every once in a while.
The kids, when they'd ice skate back here, they of course, they'd have big bonfires. And they had a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm.
But all these animals and things, we've just had everything around here. So in fact, we've had a family of beavers up the river there all summer. But they're building their house, I guess, farther and farther out into the water. I think they know what's going to happen.
Right. They're planning.
Well, they had a little family and everything. Yeah. I can't think of anything else.
The skating talk made me think, when did it stop icing over so that you could really skate on it? Or have you had good skating years recently, or
no.
Fewer?
Oh, no. It last few years, it hadn't been the weather. We used to get weeks with cold weather, no snow, and that was just like glass back there. And,
mm-hmm.
But the last few years, it snows and rains and then freezes.
And stuff from the mill, and it just
ruins it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that must have. How did that affect you when the Stimson Dam went out? Did that change?
It didn't change anything.
Didn't change that much.
That was a sturdy little dam. They had trouble getting it
out. Yeah, you must have had a good...
Yeah. We used to... Everybody from Bonner... Well, not everybody, but most of the kids that wanted to ice skate, they always would call us to see how thick the ice was, if it was safe yet. Otherwise, they wouldn't let their kids come down until Leo said it was
okay.
And even this Charlie Hama that... He just interviewed in the Missoulian the other day, and he used to call us from town, and he was an ice skater. Oh, that man would skate all the way up the Clark's Fork, and he was great. But he'd have to call and check.
That ice on the Clark's Fork, never, that water's warmer and never used to freeze like this back here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd skate up there, and you could see them. You had to keep moving, or you'd go through.
Oh, goodness.
So you called that the Clark Fork, even when you were little?
It used to be Hellgate.
Uh-huh.
We called it the Hellgate when we were kids. Everybody called it the Hellgate. And then they changed it to Clark Fork.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when in the wintertime, before the interstate was there, the trail, they called it the Lewis and Clark Trail, and the kids would slide down that hill onto the ice.
Is that McCormick?
McCormick Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was the name for it? Was mm-hmm. the Lewis and Clark?
Well, that's what they used to say, that was the Lewis and Clark Trail.
That's interesting that that's just what you called it locally, right? Like that.
Yeah.
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 Huh. Yeah, it's probably where they...
But they had... Yes. We'd fix the ice hill, and the kids would start out here in the street, go down through our yard, down the bank, and go clear down under the bridges.
Wow.
On our sleds.
Actually, it was the Mullen Trail.
The Mullen Trail.
That statue that's across the river of Mullen was over where the freeway was at. That's the original spot.
Okay, so he would stand up there above the sledding hill.
Mm-hmm.
Watch over.
He was watching him come down.
All right.
Yeah, I misquoted there. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I was just kind of curious what people call it.
The mullet. Yeah. And now I have to mention it. Oh, you know, you forget all these little things sometimes.
Great. No, this is wonderful.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us and talk with the tape. And
well, I hope it'll be helpful. I don't know if it will or not. But
yeah, it definitely will.
But we enjoy our life out here.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. We don't have the fog that Missoula has. We have sunshine. We have wind. A lot of wind, but we have a nice, beautiful sunshine.